Hey everybody, I'm going to go ahead and do the preference test. Yeah, let's get started. Okay. So, let me just describe to you what we've got here. So we've got a bathroom, and honestly the problem with this particular picture is that the penis might be technically in the center of the frame, but it is not the focal point of the frame. I'm looking at the sink and wondering what in the world is in the sink. Like, there's a cord happening and electronics and water really shouldn't go together, so I'm sitting here worried we're looking at the penis. So I'm just easily distracted in that way. So we've got a penis. And it is hard, it is not, okay, and it seems to be about the same size as the guy's, like, the same length as the guy's hand, which, okay, it just looks normal, like anybody's, I guess, I don't know, it just looks quite average. Nothing wrong with that, but let me go ahead and see what the question is. Alright, what do you think of it? I think it's normal. Cool, that was easy. Yeah. Alright, the first thing I noticed is this next picture looks much more professional. Shit, what the fuck? So, aside from the fact that this picture is much more professional, the thing that this man is holding, for me personally, like, the more I look at it, the more unrealistic it looks. Like, how is that a real thing? Gentlemen, if any of you have this particular size, that's lovely, I guess, but at the same time, for me, it looks terrifying. It looks genuinely terrifying. I mean, it's fascinating to look at, but at the same time, it's like, ow. Okay. Let me look at the questions. It says, this dick would make me hurt, rock my world, fill me up perfectly, be just okay for me, not be enough for me. Bitch, if that is not enough for you, what the fuck is your vagina? The Grand Canyon? Alright, yeah, I don't understand people who need more than that. Like, to each his own, but at the same time, like, how could you need any bigger than, like, Jesus, that just looks huge to me. Maybe it's just a really bomb-ass photographer, but it looks like it could do some real damage. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But yeah, I mean, it's a nice cock, it looks lovely, but it's just not for me, I don't think. So, I think my genuine answer would be that it would definitely make me hurt. I don't think I would enjoy that. Nope. Yeah, no. Look at it. It's so cute. This third one. It's like a little chubby baby penis. Does that mean? Oh shit! I didn't mean that to be mean, but it is. It's like a little baby. But it's weird because like the girth is like the normal one that we saw earlier. What's annoying about this test is that all three of the pictures are taken from different angles and all that stuff, so you can't really compare it properly. But, yeah, it's like, Looks almost like a cartoon character of a penis. You call him like Little Dick or something and have eyes on it. It's late, but so I'm being stupid, but doesn't it? Like, if you're watching this, doesn't it look like it could be a cartoon character? Anyway, then looking at it, it says this guy's dick, and then I feel like grammatically it should have just said this guy apostrophe s dick is, but then I guess that would ruin the last one, unless they just wanted to just say the. Sorry, English major, and just now I decided to care about grammar on the penis preference test. Classy. Okay. I don't want to go on this man's penis. It's his, so, but personally, I would say that it is, it's definitely the smallest I've ever seen in my life. Like, it is, it's quite tiny. But is this guy's, it's the only one he has, so shoot, rock what you got. I mean, yeah. So, I wouldn't go so far as to say it was, like, undersized, because, yeah. But I will say, it is the smallest thing I've ever seen. And that concludes the penis preference test. Alright, and it says go, and then it says, and then there's more. Oh my god, there's more. For a second I thought that was, there was only three. Okay, wow. I thought we were all going to go home early tonight, children, but no, there's more. Alright, we've got a black and white, classy, and this person seems to have quite long hair, like you can see it, and I think it's very, very thick. It's got like this vein rolling down it, looks like a river, sort of. I feel like if I was with this guy, I would like to lick that thing just because it's so big, it's like prominent, like the vein, I mean. But I think it's quite big. I think it's kind of huge for them. I think this guy is a skinny mini, and that thing is huge. Not to mention, look at the pants he's wearing. How the hell does he fit that in those skinny jeans? How? Okay. Let's go ahead and see. So I don't know if I should say it. I feel like it's pretty huge, just proportionate wise. Alright, next one. Hey, Nalgene. I love Nalgene water bottles. Wow. My head is not in the right place for this test. And then you've got, okay, I know how big an Nalgene is, and that's pretty, it's not bad at all. I mean, it's not a contest or whatever, but it's not bad. I think it's normal, though, when it comes to, you know, but also kind of big. Wait, yeah, no, Nalgene bottles are pretty big, so I would say it's big. Jesus, what the hell? I'm not a good judge of length, especially with the forced perspective on this picture. I mean, the girl looks pretty shocked to be in the picture. Oh, I'm being stupid, but it's true. I feel like she took the picture. Does it feel like she took the picture to you too? Because her arm is all up in, or is it? I'm thinking too much about this. I don't know. It looks to be like, sorry. It looks to be like 10 or 11 inches. So I'm gonna go on the longer side, say 12 inches, just because. Okay, this next person saves his toilet paper rolls so that he can use perspective. I actually appreciate perspective because otherwise, otherwise you're just trying to figure out what we're using as a gauge for how big a person's thing is. Like, how am I supposed to tell? But we all know how big a rounded toilet paper roll is. Okay, so what do you think of this guy's cock? Again, there's no apostrophe. Sorry. Alright. I couldn't date that cock. It's too big. It's pretty big. It's normal. Nothing special. It's too small for me. I feel really bad for this guy. I would say, I mean, I feel like anything would be pretty big for me just because I'm so tight, but I think I would just say it's pretty big, personally, just the girth-wise, because the toilet paper roll is not that long, but it's pretty substantial. I'll just say it's pretty big, it's not bad. An uncut person. I feel like this is the first one I've seen in a while, but like in pictures or anything. I almost feel bad for you guys. You don't get enough representation. Because it's not, it's kind of fascinating to look at, mostly because it's like a change of pace. But yeah, I didn't know that it had veins in it and stuff. Like, I haven't seen one, like ever, really. Yeah, I haven't seen one ever. Wow. Hello, foreskin. How are you today? And it says, how long does this stick look to you? I would say, like, closer to 8 inches than anything else. That's what I would think. But then again, I'm a terrible judge of length, I think. Do I like cut or uncut? I don't have a preference, I don't think. But I have to choose a preference. I would say, I guess, I don't know. I'm gonna go with the underdog here and say uncut because I don't care. And this is a woman who is apparently holding onto somebody's arm. Jesus. Like, how do you? I still get baffled at the thought that guys have to, like, how do you even put that away to the point where it's not distracting? Like, maybe he's a grower and doesn't bother him during normal business hours, but jeez. Anyway, in terms of thickness, this stick is too thick, very thick, normal, on the thin side, too thin. Again, I say, bitch, if that is too thin for you, your vagina has to have the space inside it of Luray Caverns. You must have stalactites and stalagmites inside your vagina to think that that shit is too thin. Yes, I judge you if you think it is too thin on a serious note. Because what the hell? Okay, and then here we have a droopy penis, and it says, how long does this stick to you? It's droopy, so I can't, like, tell. I'd say it looks like it's, like, 4 or 5 inches, four, five. I'll go on the side of six just in case. Okay, now it says I'm finished. I am finished. Dude. Let's figure out. Oh, what does that even mean? Okay. I don't know what that means. It says I got 1% pure. I'm confused. The person who wrote this test didn't bother to write what it meant to have a one or anything like that. But there is a chart, and I scored higher than 18% of my peers. And considering the fact that I wasn't given a description of what I should be, like, looking for anything, I have no idea what the point of this was, except for to just give me my penis quota for the night. Well, that was fun. I'll be putting something up later in the week or this weekend for you guys, and I hope you have a lovely, lovely night. And yeah, good night, everybody.